I'm James.
Nice to meet you.
This is my wife, Debbie.
Hi. We
stand against this because we had to repent and come out of it because evangelicalism teaches a lot of false ways. They're mingled with the world. They keep pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. They teach a false gospel. Many of them come by and tell me we're saved by grace alone and faith alone. We're not saved by grace alone and faith alone. We're saved by grace through faith, but it's never alone. James says, I'll show you my faith by my works. My works show my faith. Holiness and obedience are the mark of God's people. And so we stand against this because this is not worship. This is entertainment. This is fleshly. It's outside of the standard and the truth of God. And Jesus said in Mark 7, if you keep the traditions of man, like Sunday church, Christmas, Easter, music festivals outside of him, you worship God in vain. So all this stuff that they do is in vain. This is, Jesus said in Mark 7, people worship with their lips. Do you know people like that? They say they love God, but they live like the world.
Sure.
This is called hypocrisy. How do you think that's going to go on Judgment Day?
So how would you talk about worshiping then?
How would I talk about worship?
Yeah.
Well, Romans 12 tells us what our worship is. We're a living sacrifice. So are you married?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
Nope.
Okay. If you would you someday maybe get married?
Plan to.
Will you be serious and committed to your wife every day?
Yes.
Just on Sunday morning? You get my point.
Yeah.
You get my point. So every day you'll be faithful, love, take care of, protect, honor your wife. People in American churchianity, the reason we stand against it, pretty much on Sunday morning, put on our Sunday best, and then, oh, the football game's on. Oh, Netflix movies. Oh, gonna go live for myself.
Sure.
This is false Christianity. So your worship of God is not doing musical entertainment. Your worship of God is how you live your life every day, in holiness and obedience to the scriptures. And believe it or not, God's word tells you how to talk, how to act, how to live, how to dress. It does. It teaches us how to dress, teaches us to cover up our bodies. It teaches us who we're supposed to associate with. And so God's word has all these things, and evangelicalism doesn't do that. They pretty much have taken their carnal life, and I always say like this, take a cake. Take a cake that you bake with mud and garbage and junk, and then they put Jesus with icing on top. But God says what? Get rid of the old cake, make a new cake, and then Christ is the everything on top. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you think there's a way that we could still have events like this, but in a more fulfilling, more worshiping way?
You could have an event like this if you did away with all the fleshly instrumental music that we don't see in the New Testament that makes you all move your body, get all rowdy. That's not in the New Testament. The New Testament is calm, cheerfulness. That's the Holy Spirit is calm, cheerfulness.
Okay.
And then so if you got away with the instrumental music, get away from the millionaire contemporary artist figures that are selling their music on stage. And if everyone would just in unison lift up their voice to God in some type of order to worship God and sing to each other. And if people were biblical saints living separate from the world, it would be wonderful to worship with 30,000 people. I don't see 30,000 biblical holy saints around here. I see a bunch of worldly people that have a false Jesus.
So, when you're saying it's calm, what about like, I forget who it was. He was worshiping through the streets naked.
You're talking about David. This is in the Old Testament. He wasn't naked, by the way. The word naked, and when it says naked in the Bible, this is why we talk about dress. When it says naked in the Bible, if you took your shirt off, you'd be naked.
Okay.
That's what nakedness is about. It doesn't mean you're like everything showing. Yeah, and David whirled in front of the Ark of God one time.
Okay.
He whirled in front of the Ark of God. But that's the Old Testament. We have the Holy Spirit now in the New Testament. Did Jesus dance?
Well, we don't have any evidence of it.
Did Paul ever dance?
We don't have any evidence.
We're supposed to imitate them in 1 Corinthians 11. It says imitate them. So we don't dance today. We don't use a bunch of fleshly music. The Bible, is this beautiful? Ready? The Bible teaches, you know what the instrument today is? You are. Sing with your mouth from the heart. You're the instrument. The Holy Spirit's turned you into an instrument. We don't need this. And so you see all this fleshly stuff and the lights. Are you going in there?
I am.
Okay, if you go in there and you hear Skillet, I'll be out here till Skillet plays. You hear Skillet, then I want you to think about that and say, is this really of God? Or is this rowdy carnality and a false spirit? Paul warned about a false Jesus in 2 Corinthians 11:4.
Sure.
a false Jesus, false gospel, false spirit. That's what rules evangelicalism today. If I didn't tell you, the founder prays with Roman Catholics and says they're his brother and sister. Roman Catholic is a total separate, occult, works-based, demonic system. This guy says they're his brothers and sisters. You see the falseness of this? When you really go deep and look at it, if you study the scriptures, you become a Berean, test everything I've told you to the word. I got nothing, but I got God's truth. That's all I got. And my website's full of God's truth for free. I don't make any money. I retired early to travel and street preach. That's all we do. Yeah, we live in our van and we just travel the country. We go to events. We go out in the street. We go to worldly events sometimes. We go to religious events. The religious events hate us worse than anybody. Makes sense, doesn't it? Who was Jesus' enemy? The religious Pharisees. This is the religious Pharisees. People walk by all the time and here's what I hear. Ready? Grace, grace, grace. They're drunk on grace. But the grace of God doesn't apply until you're eligible for it. Mm-hmm. Do you know how you make yourself eligible for the grace of God?
Well, baptism is one of the major steps.
That would be afterwards. By faith in Christ, faith. Repentance. Yeah. Turning from your sin. So when you get married, if you have a lovely wife, and if she says, honey, I've been cheating on you for a year with another man, you'd be devastated. But if you were willing to forgive her and take her back, what would be the first thing you would ask her to do?
That's a good question. First thing, get that guy out of the life completely.
That's repentance. Get him out. What if she said, yeah, I repent, it's wrong, but I'm going to go back 2 or 3 times a year? This is what churchianity does. They tell God, we repent, but we still keep our sin and we keep sinning. That's not repentance. Repentance is when you forsake your sin and you leave it for the glory of God. And this guy, was standing here a little while ago before you came up. He said they were preaching repentance in there. And I said, you can preach it all you want. Satan knows the Bible. He says the word of God to Eve. He said, did God really say that? They tell repentance, you know what most people think repentance is? Oh, I feel bad for my sin. Jesus saved me. I'm going to heaven. It's not. It's remorse that leads. John the Baptist, one of my favorite characters of the Bible, Jesus said he was the greatest man that ever lived. He said, have works worthy of repentance. So that means if you say you've repented, your life better show it in all your ways, not just lip service. Does all that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you go to church or anything?
Yeah.
What can I ask? What like?
We are technically Church of Christ, but we don't like to be church.
Denominations, yeah.
Yeah.
And again, if you test them, you got a guy in a wooden box, paid preacher, not biblical. Yeah. They've rebuilt the building system, saying that's our church, not biblical. God did away with that. Christmas and Easter. Can I throw this at you? Are you good at math?
I'm all right at math.
Okay. Jesus said he'd be in the grave how many days and how many nights?
3 days, 3 nights.
Your church system teaches he died Friday night and he rose Sunday morning. Can you get 3 days and 3 nights from that?
Nope.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
You can't even get it reckoning. You get like 3 days and 2 nights. Jesus died on a Wednesday, and this is beautiful. He rose Saturday. You know why he rose on Saturday? The old Sabbath?
Yep.
He is our rest. Hebrews 4 says Christ has become. So when people say, do I keep the Sabbath because we look like, you know, Old Testament people, I say I do keep the Sabbath every day in Jesus, not Saturday Sabbath. So they're keeping all these false ways. They're taking people's money. They're propping up a worldly system. And the people all go out and they have Netflix and TVs and they live like the world, right? Mm-hmm. Those aren't God's people.
So you still believe in tithing and all that, right?
Not tithing, giving.
Tithing?
Not tithing is Old Testament. Okay. You know what tithing was in the Bible? It was groceries, produce, given to the Levitical priests in Israel for the temple. Do you have any of that today?
No.
So tithing was for God's people in Israel. It's not for people today.
Okay.
Giving. So let's say you became my brother, you're a biblical man, and you said, I'm single, I'm going to go travel across the country and preach the gospel. If we believed you were biblical, we would help fund you to go live in your van, not live in a hotel and waste a lot of money, but to live real simple and frugal and go preach the gospel. So we would support you to go do that. We wouldn't support you to put up a building with a parking lot and widescreen TV and you got a salary and a pension. That's not biblical.
Okay, sure.
So just look at that Church of Christ system. I got a 10-point test on my website that goes through the evangelical system. Mm-hmm. And then look at what they link to. You probably got other people from your church going here. Maybe your pastor promoted this. Does he know about Bob Lentz promoting Roman Catholics? The Roman Catholics killed 50 million of us Christians. But yet this guy promotes him. And your pastor promoted him. You see what's wrong here? The Bible says, come out from among them, be ye separate. Romans 16, 17 says, mark those who leave sound doctrine and avoid them. You don't go and do worship with them, singing with them. So to answer your question, a bunch of true saints gathering in a park to sing to God, that would be biblical. That's what we would do, just saying that. This is a bunch of worldly people that think dancing around and singing to God is worship. And then they leave, they're going to go watch Netflix. They're going to go lay on the beach naked, biblically naked. That's another one for you. Do you see anybody walking around in the public or coming to church in a Speedo or a bikini? But when they go to the beach, what do they put on?
Yep.
Is not God everywhere? He's not just in your building, right? Mm-hmm. So if your pastor says it's okay for a woman to dress away on the beach, can she come to church like that? You see the hypocrisy? It's all hypocrisy. And Jesus hates religious hypocrisy more than he hates the sin of the world. And it's going to be a terrible, terrible, terrible day of judgment for the false teachers. So, but yeah, if you're interested, my email's on there. It's on my card. I'd love to encourage you. If anything I've said is wrong, here's my offer. Show my website to your pastor. Oh, he's going to say we're a cult, we're workspace, we're legalists. You have him email me, copy you. We'll talk about the things of God. I got nothing to hide. You know what happens when I offer pastors that? They run and hide. Because you know why? They know they're teaching false ways they can't give an answer for. I've asked hundreds of men about that Christmas, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. Say, you're practicing lies. Can I have an answer? They're like, I'll get you an answer. They never get an answer because there is no answer.
Yeah, I think the dates we chose, I think Easter, we stole that date. That's for sure.
It's a pagan day.
It was.
The Roman Catholics instituted Christmas. One time Jesus' birth was denoted, but then I always ask people, did Paul and Peter and John celebrate Christmas after Jesus? Not until the Roman Catholics rose up.
Yep.
So these are false ways that you can't worship God in. You have to worship in spirit and in truth. And that's why we're here to be a marker, so that people like you can come up and go, we had a bunch of people yesterday we got to talk to like this. We get a lot of mockers and haters. Most people just ignore us. But we're here for the potential sheep of God. You may be a sheep of God that says, he's right, my church is corrupt and full of hypocrisy. And if they won't repent and change all these ways, you can't stay united to them. And this is where Jesus said, does your family go there like your mom and dad stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. This is where Jesus said, be ready to lose your life. Because if you decide to follow Jesus biblically and they don't, guess what you have to do? Didn't Jesus say that in Matthew 10? He came to divide with a sword. We lost our whole family to follow Christ biblically. We'd still be sitting in a religious building and being worldly, carnal people. It might cost you everything, but what's the trade-off? Everything here you have to leave anyway. You might die next year. You got to leave it all anyway. Eternity awaits for the King of Kings that shed his blood and made a way for you. Isn't that glorious? But you got to be born again. And if you're born again, the Spirit of God calls you to obedience. Acts 5, he gives the Spirit to those who obey him. If you're not obeying God, I doubt you even have the Spirit, I tell people. If you don't obey God, I doubt you have the Spirit. I think you have a false spirit, or you're a false convert, which means you think you have the Holy Spirit. Because God calls his people to obey, and the Scriptures teach us how to obey. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You got any other questions?
None that I can think of.
You got my email, man. I'd love to help you. Thanks for your time. We love you.
Definitely.
God be praised.